Praise be Jesus and Mary. So we're getting closer to the time of our Lord's passion and death, and we see in today's gospel that the rulers and Pharisees send out ministers to apprehend our Lord. Now, his time has not yet come, and so they don't succeed, but just reading what happens in this gospel, including the parts which aren't including in today's Mass, you can see how this seek and capture mission that the ministers are sent on is probably the most pitiful seek and capture mission in the history of the world. Now, usually the person is not captured because he's not found or because he puts up a good defense and manages to fight off his captors. But when these ministers return to the rulers and the Pharisees, what answer do they give for not having captured our Lord? They said simply, "No one has ever spoken like this man speaks." And see, this all testifies to the divinity of Jesus Christ. His words are words of God. Jesus Christ is God and the Savior of the world. And so what are the words that these ministers were talking about when they said, no man has ever spoken like this man speaks? They're referring to these words of our Lord. When he says, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." Now just ask yourself, has there been any founder of a religion who's ever spoken like that? No. Listen to these words. "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." You know, there's a bit of a mystery to these words. Of course, now, many centuries after our Lord has spoken them, and with all of the reflections of the saints and doctors of the church, we can understand them very well. If anyone thirst, that is, for those souls who find themselves unsatisfied with the things of this world, and really, that is a great grace. You know, we should thank God when we don't find our fulfillment in the things of this world. And this is, everybody wants to talk about self-fulfillment and all of these self-help programs and all of that. It's actually a great grace to not find your fulfillment in the things of this world, but only in God. And so our Lord is inviting all of those souls out there who have that experience to come to him and to drink. And so what is he talking about? To drink of what? Well, to drink of the truth of his doctrine, because it is the truth which sets us free, and to receive his grace, the gift of the Holy Spirit. As the scripture says, "Now this he said of the Spirit, which they should receive who believed in him." So those who come to our Lord, those who believe in faith, the truth about who he is, receive the Holy Spirit, receive grace, and out of him shall flow rivers of living waters. Right? He will then become a channel himself of grace and of the Holy Spirit for others. Now, it's good to reflect on these words in reference to Our Lady. Our Lady, who is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. We can understand why she is the mediatrix of all graces, why these rivers of living water through Our Lady. Having our Lord, of course, as the source of grace, but Our Lady being the channel, the aqueduct, the mediatrix of all graces, precisely because blessed is she who believed, as Saint Elizabeth said, she who is the spouse of the Holy Spirit and thus living waters are flowing through her like no one else. Hence, the mediatrix of all graces. And so let's believe in our Lord. Let's place all of our faith and hope in him. Let's drink from these living waters and not find our fulfillment in the things of this world. Of course, during this period of Lent, this is the goal for our penance, our penitential practices, to detach us from the things of this world and to draw closer to Christ, to find our happiness, our fulfillment, our realization only in him who can satisfy the desires of our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Oh.